When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get from the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, your iPad, iPod, and iPhone. You can also find us on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So, however you're listening, thank you so much to the tens of thousands of people that have tuned in just simply to the app itself, and everyone on top of that to the website. Thank you so much for your love over the last 12 years. So I'm very happy to have on the show, right off the heels of his commitment to the Syracuse Orange, here committing just about an hour or so ago, is Dymel Parker, outside linebacker from Camden High School in Camden, New Jersey. And Dymel is on the show with me after that verbal commitment to the Syracuse Orange for the incoming class of 2016, and I'm happy to have him on the show. Dymel, how you doing?
Good.
Now, what made you make this commitment tonight as we're sitting here? What made you say yes to Syracuse around, you know, obviously past 9 o'clock Eastern time at night? What made you just feel like tonight was the night?
Syracuse, as soon as I came up to Syracuse for a visit, it felt like it was the perfect place to be. Not too far away from home, close campus, a good football team in ACC, and I think I could start, well, I know I can start in the ACC. And I just like the campus and the private school, and I think I could succeed in a class and on the field.
I know you said that it's close enough to home. How important is that for you to be going to a school that's within driving distance? Is that something that you really felt like you wanted to have when you chose a school?
Yes. I wanted my family to be there all the time to come to my games. I didn't want to be it to be too far or too close. 3 hours, that's basically what I want for my family.
And when you look at your family, your support system, your mom, your grandma, your cousins, I know they're all going to be celebrating with you. What can you say about your support system and who's been there for you, not just through the recruiting process, but in life in general? What do you want to say about your family?
Well, I want to say my mom been there for me all my life, ever since my dad was deceased. We've been through a lot throughout my whole life, and I just want to thank her because she got me to this. And my coaches, they've been with me for the whole 4 years. I came to high school. They got me out of trouble, everything like that. Got my grades up. I'm doing great, getting on a roll now, and it's so exciting to be able to play for a college football team that I've been dreaming about all my life.
When you talk about the fact that you said your mom got you to this moment, what did your mom do to help you get to where you are today?
Well, she's been on my back pretty much all my life. She was very strict on me. Couldn't really go outside, stuff like that. Just work, football, and other stuff. But basically that.
You said that your mom, as well as your coaches, helped to keep you out of trouble. How difficult has it been growing up in Camden, New Jersey? Do you feel like there was trouble around every corner, or is it something that you didn't see too much? I mean, what can you say about the adversity of where you're living? And like you said, your family and your coaches helped to keep you out of trouble. What can you say about the environment that you grew up in?
Pretty much, it was tough, but I pulled through it. It wasn't really that bad because everybody was on my side. Helped me out even when I didn't need it. And it is a tough place to live because a lot of violence going on, but we're trying to change that to make a better community in Camden.
Outside of the football field, I know that a head coach like Scott Schaefer is looking at building strong men and not just strong football players at Syracuse. What are you doing to try and make the community of Camden better?
Trying to get more kids off the streets, do more sports activity, and they just got to get out there and see what they can do. nobody wants to leave Camden, and that's sad to us, but we have to get more kids out of Camden and doing good.
When you look at the sport of football, do you feel like football helped to keep your focus, that helped to keep you off the streets? I know you said your family, and obviously you made mention of your coaches, so, you know, you could definitely see that there is help with football, but the sport itself, do you feel like the training and all the time that you had to put into it helped to keep you focused on good things?
Yeah, that kept me focused a lot, and I do sports all year round, so I do wrestling, track, and football. So I was busy all year round, not much to do. So that kept me busy, going to weight room, class, and then going home, studying, and studying film. And it just kept me busy.
How did wrestling help you to become a better football player?
Well, it helped me be more physical and fierce. It helped me tackle. And it's just a tough sport that nobody else can really do or want to do because they can't, people not committed.
What made you decide that you wanted to, I mean, obviously you've had football. What made you decide that you wanted to add wrestling to it?
Well, I've been wrestling since I was 5. Then I stopped and started to play basketball. I wanted to get back to it because we had a recent champion named Andrew Stevens who won a state championship for Camden High. And I wanted to follow him and do the same and get back into wrestling.
And then you look at track. What can you say about track and how it's helped you to improve your speed on the football field? What has track done for you, maybe even outside of speed?
It helped me be more flexible, faster, and just being more conditioned.
So when you put it all together, Dymel, I know that you said that becoming the football player that you've become now, you had a dream also to play at Syracuse. Where did that dream come from? What made Syracuse the school that you dreamt about as you continue to play football?
Well, Syracuse has a lot of history. I saw the movie Express, and it was sad, but Syracuse was also a good school, and they had a lot of great people that came from there, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calachibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a dream. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 1/2 West Millimeter Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
When you see that recently outside linebackers have been getting opportunities in the NFL, guys like Dyshon Davis and Cam Lynch, who didn't get drafted but still had opportunities to go somewhere and work out, did that weigh into your decision at all? Did that have anything to do with your decision on Syracuse, knowing that outside linebackers have found their way one way or another to at least get a workout in the NFL?
Yes, because outside linebacker is a very important position. Has to be fast, strong, and be able to cover both sides.
In having to cover either side, the weak side or the strong side at outside linebacker, which side are you more comfortable with?
The strong side.
And what is it about that that you feel like you're better off on that side?
I feel like there's more activity going on at that spot, and you have to step up more at the strong side.
So when you put it all together, what makes you a strong outside linebacker? What would you say are your best attributes right now?
Speed and coverage and length.
And then what would be some things that you want to work on at the linebacker position?
Tackling better and decision-making.
Speaking of decision-making, you made the choice on Syracuse. I want to go into that a little bit deeper. I know it's a school that you've dreamt of. You talked about seeing the movie The Express. You talked about education a little bit. What other things drew you to Syracuse? What really made you say yes to Syracuse?
Well, my mom liked it very much, and I did, and like I said, Syracuse has a lot of history, and I wanted to be a part of that, and I love the campus, and it's not too far away, so that's why I picked Syracuse.
When you were on Syracuse's campus, bring me into some of your thoughts and your emotions. What was going through your mind and your heart when you were standing on campus?
Everything was just right there. Like, it's not that much traveling, it's not that much packed. There's not a lot of people walking around, so you can get around more. It's just nice out there. I just like it.
How long did it take you from visiting Syracuse to knowing that Syracuse was the right school for you?
It took me about 3 weeks just to visit.
And when you put it all together, what was going through your mind in these last 3 weeks? What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about if I should commit early or just wait it out, but I feel as though I need to commit now.
And what makes you feel like you needed to commit now?
Just to go up there and visit Syracuse more, see what it's like more, and be a part of the family.
What makes you believe that Syracuse is a family? What did you see when you were on campus that helped you realize that this was a family?
It was a lot of people that knew me that I didn't know. It seemed like they was very, very interested in me, and I felt comfortable there. I felt I was already home.
And when you say that there were people up there that knew you that you didn't know, were they players, coaches? I mean, who were some of the people that really stood out to you?
It was a mixture of both.
Who were some of the players that you spent some time with that obviously knew who you were and wanted to get to know you? Who were some of the players?
Well, Dr. Sean lives right next door to me, right across the street, and he talks to me a lot about Syracuse. I see him every day, shake his hand. And I met the Coach Schaefer. We talked about for about 2 hours, and Coach Acosta.
I want to start with Dyshon Davis. Obviously, he was a successful linebacker for Syracuse and will be moving forward in whatever professional league that he ends up in, whatever he ends up doing, whatever team he's on. He's someone who was asked to come in as a true freshman and play and found success every season that he was on the field for the Syracuse Orange. What has Dyshon said to you about Syracuse?
He said all you have to do is just come out there and play and be ready, be on time. You don't have to try to fit in all the time and try to do what everybody tells you to do. Just do what you gotta do to make it.
What are some of the things that you feel like you learned from him the most outside of what you just said? Are there any other things on or off the football field that you feel like he taught you to help you become a better player and a better person?
Sportsmanship. Just doing what you gotta do.
When you see his story and you see his success, and obviously you've gotten to know him over time, do you feel like you can go in there like he did and play immediately? I mean, do you have enough faith in your game? I know you talked about believing that you can go in there and be effective, but do you truly 100% believe that you could walk right into Syracuse and make an impact right away?
Yes, right away. I think I can. I know I can.
What makes you say that you can?
Well, I have a lot of talent that other outside linebackers don't have. I can cover the field, playing coverage, and I can also stop the run.
There's another outside linebacker that recently verbally committed to Syracuse for the 2016 incoming season, and that is Taylor Riggins, who is considered an athlete but will come in as an outside linebacker. What do you think about coming in with another outside linebacker for 2016?
We're just going to have to compete. That's all I have to say.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn, right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. WakeUpCall.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissigApparel.com. Apparel.com, the only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
So when you look at this team and you look at your future, you mentioned Scott Schaefer and Bobby Acosta. What can you say about Coach Schaefer? And I know you said you talked for 2 hours. What did you talk about?
We talked about school, what's here at Syracuse, and talked about what my grades was like. Yeah, Acosta was real happy to have me up there. He both was, And
what can you say about Bobby Acosta? Because he's obviously been working very diligently in New Jersey. Do you feel like Bobby Acosta has, not only with you, but with other players, built a strong view of himself? Do you feel like he has a good reputation in New Jersey?
Yes, very much. I think he does. Trying to get more Jersey people up there to Syracuse. I believe we have the most best athletes.
What makes New Jersey have the best athletes in your mind?
Well, I think basically underrated, and some people overlook us. So, we're basically the underdogs.
When you got to meet with Bobby Acosta and you got to speak with him, I know you said that he's trying to get more New Jersey kids to come to Syracuse. What do you think about him as a coach and as a person? Do you feel like people in New Jersey should want to play for a guy like Bobby?
Yes.
And why do you think he's a good coach?
He has a lot of leadership, and he's a funny guy, joyful. He's just fun to be around with. I know when you're on the field, he's serious and knows what he's doing.
And Demel, before I let you go, I want to give you an opportunity to talk to Syracuse fans and just what they should know about you. Who is Dymel Parker? How would you describe yourself as a football player, a son, a student, everything all put together? When you put it all together, who is Dymel Parker? What should Syracuse know about you?
Dymel Parker is a joyful person, great student, a wonderful athlete. He can help out a lot at Syracuse. I'm basically just where every school would want, but Syracuse is where I need to be.
So, choosing Syracuse, you verbally committed. Is that verbal commitment 100%? Are you done with your recruitment, or is there a chance that you could change your mind?
I'm done with recruitment.
So, there's no way that you're going anywhere else but Syracuse?
Yes.
And in that, I thank you, Dymel, for being on the show, and I know that Syracuse now has another person on their defense, as defensively and offensively the 2016 class has been coming together rapidly. So I appreciate you taking some time with me here on the night of your verbal commitment, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Thank you.